Hello everybody, and welcome to yet another exciting episode of our podcast today on Tochibe TV, Tochibe Online. So on our WhatsApp TV, we asked a question and a lot of people really replied, sent in their responses, and it was really exciting. So I thought I should share it here also with all of us. So the question we asked was, if your cousin and your roommate had their weddings on the same day at different locations, which of them would you attend? Now, your cousin, you know, is family, then your roommate, a very close person that you have lived with for a while, for a long time for some people, especially if it's in the university setting or somebody you are living with as maybe after your school and all that. So we got some responses, so I'll be taking them and let's hear what you think about their own opinion about if they should attend their roommate's wedding or if they should instead attend their cousin's wedding. So this one is coming from Elijah. He says, I'll attend the one that has impacted in my life the more, the one I communicate well with more often, and the one that has a special place in my heart. Wow, that's coming from Elijah, and that's a very beautiful one. So this one is coming from Abigail. Abigail is saying, my cousin, of course, he is family and I can't avoid him, but my roommate would understand. So that's cool. Then this one is coming from Kennedy. Kennedy says, the decision as to which one to attend is dependent on my closeness to either of them. By closeness, I don't mean by blood this time, but in intimacy, bond and all that. Wow, that's a very, very clever one coming from Kennedy. It has to do with closeness. That's beautiful. That's nice. And from Bitcoin Doctor, this Bitcoin Doctor says, family first. Wow, that's beautiful. Then this one is coming from Anonymous. Anonymous says, it depends on who told me first and who I'm closest to. Wow. Well, he said, Anonymous is also saying, for instance, I miss my sister's traditional wedding because she informed me on Thursday against Saturday, and I was already doing Ashebi for a good friend of mine on the same day. Oh, and my friend informed me more than a month ago. So you see, so Anonymous is making her own point, how she attended her friend's own instead of her sister's wedding. Now this is coming from Claret Somi. Claret Somi says, both. Oh, she would attend both, and said, attend church for one and reception for the other. It don't balance. Okay, that's beautiful, Claret Somi. That's a beautiful one, if you can meet up with the rush and all that. So this is coming from Mary. Mary says, both now. Family first, then you can later go for your roommate's home. That's fine. And then Mary continues by saying, and if your cousin no use you do ashebi now, roommate too, definitely she go use you do ashebi. All right, that's beautiful. Mary. And this is coming from True Love. Says, it depends on my relationship with both of them. Some cousins are strangers and some roommates are trouble. But if my relationship with both are healthy, family first, I'll choose my cousin. That's beautiful. Family first. Alright, this is coming from Flora. Flora says, I will attend both. Just go first to the one with a closer location, greet them, and move over to the next one. That's beautiful. Nice one coming from Flora. Then this is from Doc Feng. Doc Feng says, it depends on how close you are with either of them. The one with less love could be forfeited with some cooked genuine reason maturely. Well, you have to cook the genuine reason maturely. That's what Doc Fenn says. Now, this is coming from Anonymous. Anonymous says, the person I'm closest to, the one who will feel my absence more. Wow, the one that will feel his or her absence more. That's the one that he or she will attend. That's beautiful. Then this is coming from Shalom. Shalom says, my cousin's wedding now. Your cousin is family. blood and you must surely eat in that wedding. For your roommate, what is the probability that you will chop? Okay, that's what Shalom has for us. That's beautiful. Now, this is coming from Sinach Stitches. Sinach Stitches says, I will attend both because they are very important to me. But what I will do, I will go for the church wedding for my roommate and then attend my cousin's reception. It all depends on how close we are to each other and vice versa. Okay, that's nice. Then this is coming from Edidion. Edidion says, it all depends on the cordial relationship among us. One must be loved than the other. I'll go for the one who has been through thick and thin and who is worth celebrating. Most times I prefer friendship to blood. Those set to turn out the best who are always there for you, okay? Then that's only if you find the best among all others. Love you, Tochi Bey, my own view. Love you too, Edith Young. Nice point you have here for us. Thank you so much for sending that in. Then this is coming from GabTech. GabTech says, I will attend my cousin's one because family comes first. Wow, that's nice. We have been seeing this family first everywhere. So this next one is coming from Gift. Gift says, cousin, of course, and let the roommate know and understand that it's my cousin. Wow, that's nice. Then Comrade Decency says, my cousin's one. Okay, that's nice. This is coming from Wendy. Wendy says she will attend both of them. That if it's different locations but the same state, I will attend both of them. Okay, that's beautiful. That's a nice one. Then this is coming from Uche. Uche sent us a voice note. Let's listen to what Uche has to say.
Sister, my mom is saying, if my cousin dey nice to me, I go put my cousin phone. If my roommates dey nice to me, pass the way my cousin dey. It depends how we relate, sha, because I know if it's day for a person will be say they do me wicked or they gossip me or they do me bad thing, I can't leave person will be say don't suffer for me. Then they go, anybody we don't suffer for me, where they help me when I need help, we don't sacrifice, well, I know say, yeah, this person has sacrificed a lot for me, I go go the person own. I no go fit kill myself for anybody, whether cousin they good or cousin no they good, roommate they good, pastor, I go go roommate go. Ah, now wow.
Wow, that's a beautiful one coming from Uche. He said the one that is best for her, that is good to her, that she would attend. That's nice. That's really, really nice. Now, this is coming from DD Tech. DD says, why can't you attend both weddings? Show face, present your gift, and spray money and leave. I will pack chairs for them. If not Lagos and Owerri, plane go run them. Okay. That's coming from DD Tech. And thank you very much for the humor you added in there. So if it's Owerri and Lagos, he feels he can attend both. That's really nice. So this one is coming from Mr. Smooth Lagos. Mr. Smooth says, I'll attend my roommate's wedding because I'll be the groom. Okay, that's beautiful. And apparently Mr. Smith says his roommate is female. That's cool. Yeah, this is coming from Joseph. Joseph says you attend his roommate's wedding. I'll attend my roommate's wedding because I spend more time with my roommate, and it depends on how long we've been roommates also. Okay, that's really cool. That's nice. Then Comedy Sense, you also added that there's an Igbo adage that says, who bought you? One oye and ana, like who bought you one oye ana, meaning if that is Igbo, okay, it means that on the day of your brother or sister, there'll be no friend. Like when is the day that it's supposed to be for the brother or sister, your friend will leave. Okay, that's how best I can really translate what it means. Now who bought you one oye ana. Okay. Then this is coming from Jubilative Joy. She sent us a voice note. Let's listen to what Jubilative Joy has to say.
Sis, good evening. For me, if I'm very close to my roommates than my cousin, and probably my cousin did not even inform me about the wedding, I heard of it from another person. Sis, we mute. to my roommate's wedding. I cannot kill myself. Ah, no be who value you go value. She cannot.
Wow, that's coming from Jubilative Joy. She says, we move. Is a moving something? There's no time to check time. So, Ostafitz has this to say. Ostafitz says, who invited you first and depends on the relationship between you and your friend, okay? If your friend invited you first, you already are committed to go. Please go. Would you want to lose a friendship? If I were her and you invited your friend the first, but chose her. Okay, you invited your friend, but your friend chose her sister, especially if she's among your Ashebi. I don't understand. I don't really understand that. Maybe, okay, if you were her and you invited your friend, and your friend now chose to go for her sister's own, just because she's among the Ashebi. Okay, then she also continues by saying, it's like you don't value your friendship. For me, it will be so bad. It's a commitment. You already agreed. So, coming later to say something came up on my sister's wedding. But if your cousin asked first, then go with your cousin. You already agreed. Explain to your friend you won't be available and this is why. He or she will understand, but if you have initially agreed, please don't go back on your words. If the location is not so far, you can manage your time and be at the two locations. That's what Ostafitz has to say, that the person you told first is the person you should attend to, so that you don't go back on your words. The next one is coming from Olga. Okay, this is coming from Monica. Monica says, well, it depends on how close you both are. If you are like me, who isn't that close to her cousins but sees her roommate as a family member, then you see where I'm coming from. Well, that's a nice one, Monica. Then this one is coming from Hillslide. Hillslide says, I'll attend my roommate's wedding because I'm probably going to be the best man. That is a beautiful one. That is really, really amazing. Thank you very much for your replies. Thank you so much for your very, very thoughtful replies that you sent in to us today. Because this is a really challenging question, especially if you are close to your roommate and you're also close to this cousin of yours that is also wedding on the same day. So it could really be a dicey decision to make, but it all depends on you. Like some people have said, depends on how close you are, or it depends on who you are having a function in the wedding, whose wedding you're having a function in, and different reasons. But then many people also said that family comes first. So it all has its own ups and downs and all that. So thank you very much. In my own personal view, I would say that I would attend the one that I sleep, I wake up and I say, okay, yeah, this is the one I want to attend. But the best way is if I can make it to the both of them, even if it's to spend some time here and spend some time at the other side, I would definitely do it. Highest is going to take me the whole day, and then those two people will be worth it. So thank you very much once again for listening to this podcast. I really appreciate the fact that you are here with us today. We hope you enjoyed it. If you'd like to send in your own comments, your own thoughts, and what you think about this question, if your roommate and your cousin are having their weddings on the same day at different locations, which would you attend? So if you'd like to send in your replies, you can send in your replies to us. Then we can share it, know what you want to say about it, and then it will be really nice to hear from you and know what you think about this question. So do have a lovely day, and thank you very much for listening. Have a beautiful time ahead. Bye bye.